My guests today are a pair of architects, Ellen Bilston and Cass Ensberg. And the trick is to you to identify which is who as they're talking. We'll have a test at the end of the program. And although it's been good, when one of you started, you would say, oh, well, to follow up on what Ellen said, so then I knew I was talking to Cass. and last segment, we talked about downtown State Street. Now we're going to get into a little more housing. And by the way, I meant to interject when you said you have a lot of friends who are getting hip replacements. Get younger friends. That's what you need to do. So we have
good advice.
Do we have two? That's what I'm trying to do. We have two major issues downtown, or terms: average unit size density (AUD), average unit size density, and then FAR (FAR) floor area ratio. And Ellen, you have a little bit of historical comments about the AUD.
Right. So I just wanted to share with your listeners. So AUD, as many of you probably know, has been our housing policy ever since 2013. That's when it came into effect. And it was adopted by the city on a trial basis. So it was confined to 8 years or 250 units, whichever came first. And it allowed for various levels of density in different parts of the city. So we have some areas that max out at 27 units per acre, other areas 36, and the highest density area is 63.
Wow.
So what we do is we calculate the fraction of an acre that a particular parcel is, and then we're allowed to multiply by whatever that number is allocated by the AUD map. So that is how we have come about to have a multifamily policy ever since 2013, which has yielded more housing within our community than we had in the prior 40 years by a significant margin. And then the city started thinking, well, maybe we should think about doing this a different way, and came up with the notion of FAR. And more on that from Cass.
Well, and before we jump into that, you said 2013, the average unit size density, AUD, was proposed mm-hmm. for 8 years or 250 units. So 8 years has mm-hmm. passed. How many mm-hmm. units? How many units?
We have more than 250 units, but the city has decided to extend the life of AUD. Now, just recently, they've extended it for an additional 2 years. So unless we switch over to FAR, we will certainly have AUD as our multifamily approach until 2024.
And these areas, are we talking about strictly the downtown corridor? Or wait, isn't there Upper State Street, that Mark apartment uh-huh. building? Is that part of it?
That's also part of it. That's high priority, 63 units to the acre allowed. But AUD, there are different numbers for different parts of the city complete. So it's in effect citywide, but the levels of density are different in different pockets.
And I will add that I don't know what the initial goal or motivation was, you know, in addition to just having more housing because people want to live here. I don't know if affordable housing was on it, but I understand the mark at 63 units per acre is very high end. So I don't know if they ended up with some affordable units as well. As I hear people say, economists say, we can't build our way out of the problem. The more we build, everybody wants to live in Santa Barbara. So it's an issue. So how did we go? How does floor area ratio different from the numbers that you just read for the AUD, average unit size density?
Okay, well, I will try to add to what Ellen has said here. You have described it, Mark, by saying, you know, we've got this sticky wicket, right? And there's been many years that we have not produced housing. So I like to use the example of the used car. When you go into the dealership and you buy a new car, you're going to pay a lot of money. If you buy a used car that's a couple years old, it'll be less money. we don't have that kind of inventory to have more options for people to pick from. We also have very, very high land costs. So we have a lot of complication here in Santa Barbara, and we are also regulated by the state. The state has what is called RENA numbers that are our responsibility to produce housing at different levels, and those are our RENA numbers. So over all of this time, we have been trying to figure out, well, how can we make the process more predictable? How can we simplify the process? How can we make this better so that we can achieve the kind of housing that we need? And that's where the FAR came in as a possible metric that could be used. And what the FAR does is it's a calculation floor area ratio. So if you have a lot and you have an FAR of 1, it calculates the amount of buildable area the maximum amount of buildable area for that lot. So if it was an FAR of 1, then you would be able to have one story over the entire lot in terms of allowed maximum buildable area. So now you could take that, think of it like a sheet cake. You could take that one story, you could cut it in half, and you could make two stories with half of the lot open. Or you could cut it in half again, and you could make it three stories with a third of, another with that three stories high with two-thirds of the lot open. You could go up high, but you are always limited by the allowable height. You cannot exceed the allowable height. So you're still constrained by all of the other zoning requirements, but that's how you calculate the amount of square footage that you would be allowed on that particular site.
Okay, so I kind of lost a little bit because you said an FAR of 1 equals a one-story, but you didn't really mean it equals a one-story.
No, it means it's a calculation of area. So if you have an FAR 2, that would be equivalent to two stories over the entire site.
Oh, equivalent. That's a good... Okay, equivalent to. Okay. Gotcha.
Equivalent to. So you could... So like I said, with the FAR of 1, you have that much buildable area as part of your recipe, I'll call it, for the development of that site. But you could mush it around. You could cut it in half, cut it in quarters, and you could stack it up in any number of ways as long... With that maximum amount of buildable area, you may not reach that. It's likely you would not, because you have to also meet all of the other requirements, which are the Uniform Building Code, solar access.
Let me interrupt you. Let me interrupt you. I have a couple of quick questions, and suddenly I feel like sheet cake. So you got this FAR of 1, of 2. Does it go to 3 and 4? And
yeah, the FAR could be, let's just say the FAR was 3, then that would be the equivalent of 3 stories on the entire site.
I gotcha. So we're up against the clock. We're almost out of time. Does this FAR, would this give you more or fewer units than the AUD, average unit size density?
It's a great question, Mark, and it's a tricky one to answer because with AUD, we're addressing directly housing. We're talking about units and how many square feet per unit are allowed, and that doesn't account for, if you're providing parking, how much more building is there to accommodate other uses. AUD only addresses housing. FAR, on the other hand, addresses everything. So with FAR, as Cass was describing it, that's if you have some commercial, if you have some parking, if you have some housing, it's everything all in for that total amount of square footage.
So as architects, you would prefer the FAR to work with rather than AUD?
I personally wouldn't say I prefer one over the other. I think they're different approaches. And if anything, FAR is, I think, less help. It moves us less far along in terms of understanding what's possible in terms of living units than AUD does.
Okay.
We already have setbacks and height limits and all the zoning things in place, and FAR wouldn't change any of that.
My guests have been a pair of architects, Ellen Bildsten and Cass Ensberg, and ironically, May 11th, 2020, Ellen was on, and I said that Nordstrom announced they were closing the week before.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 2 weeks, we'll have the new owner of Nordstrom's and find out what his plans are. Ellen, Cass, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you
for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Stay tuned for the weekly Multiple Listing Sales Update.